Dad is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Presented by Quikrete, Pavestone, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Whether you're doing or dreaming, whether you got a project that is underway or one that you're planning for the future, we would love to help you get it done. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to get in contact. You can call us 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your message to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, the spaces under decks can be dark and dirty wastelands, but if your deck is a second-story deck, there are lots of ways to add an underdeck ceiling that can actually drain rainwater that passes through all those boards and clean up that look below. We're going to explain how in today's smart spending tip.
And finding a crack in your foundation can be quite disturbing, but not all cracks spell disaster. We're going to share how to sort out the minor from the major and what to do if you find yourself unsure of what you've got.
And you may think of ivy as a way to make your home look more, say, distinguished, but did you also know it can wreak serious havoc on your siding and cause major carpet rant problems and even rat infestations? We're going to have tips on the best way to manage those creepy vines.
But first, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we want to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you are working on so we can help you get that all sorted out, whether you're dreaming of a project or in the middle of one, we're here to lend a hand.
Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Westchester, Pennsylvania, where we've got Courtney, who's doing some work in the yard with a patio, but a tree's got other plans. What's going on?
So we want to build a brick patio. We have, like, extra free bricks, and we want to do it in an area in our lawn where there's not a lot of grass growing. You know, it's hard to grow the grass because of these pines. There's five pines. They're large.
Right.
How can I best build this patio without disturbing the roots and having it level?
The answer is you can't, because if you can't get rid of these roots, or at least the major big ones that are where this patio has to be, you're going to continue to have to deal with them. And no matter how good a job you do in laying in the base of that patio, you'll find that the roots will just start to lift it up, especially with brick, because it happens really quick. Concrete might take a little longer, but you know, even if it is concrete, it would lift the slab up and crack it. One of the things you could think about doing is maybe doing, and I hardly ever recommend this except in this unusual circumstance, would be to do a deck right above grade. So it's kind of like a wood platform that is right above the grade. You only have to secure it at the corners the same way you would any deck. But then if the roots start to come up with that, then at least you got some room, you know, to go before they start to interrupt the thing. And you could always pull the deck boards out, cut the root backs a little bit if you can. But, you know, roots are pretty durable. You may be able to cut back some big ones and not impact those trees at all.
Yeah, we weren't sure. Because, you know, we only see a little bit. So when we dig down, we're like, oh, we don't know what we're going to find. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do a little exploratory surgery with a shovel there and see what you find.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Better to know. Good luck with that project, Courtney. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Time to talk driveways. We've got Larry on the line. Tell us about your project.
Okay. We have a driveway that's probably 25 or 30 years old, and we're going to replace 30 feet of it that has sunk down, and, you know, there's been some water issues and so forth. So we're going to take all that up, of course, and then when we see what we got, we're probably going to have to, this is just me talking about bringing in some sort of river sand or something, and then make sure that that's good, then bring in, I was thinking, like maybe 4 inches of maybe SB2, or unless y'all think some other kind of gravel would be better to have us a nice base, and then pour the slab on top of all of that. So that's my question. Am I going the right way, or I need some help?
Yeah, so are we talking about a concrete driveway or an asphalt driveway, Larry?
Concrete.
You're definitely on the right track here, and typically you do get a lot of movement, especially in your part of the country down in Louisiana. You got a lot of water and such down there. And the sand, as you mentioned, kind of settles things a lot. You're definitely going to have to get that up, and then you're going to have to bring in some of that crushed gravel. And the thing is, and where people usually go wrong, is they don't put enough crushed gravel in, and then they don't pack the gravel. So you've got to have mechanical tampers compact that gravel. And when it's done well, it's frankly just as hard as the concrete itself, you know, when it's really solidly packed in there. You do all your work with the gravel and getting that crown just right for drainage, and then you can add, you know, your concrete on top of that. But if you don't do the prep properly and you don't fill it in, you don't compact it, you're going to be right back where you are right now in the not-too-distant future. So you're definitely on the right approach here, sir.
Okay, so now when you say the gravel, is the SB2 good, or is there some other size gravel that I should use there, you know, maybe like 4 inches on top of the sand or dirt? What's your thinking on that?
Up here we use the gravel that's about an inch and a half in diameter, and then we'll put crushed gravel on top of that. So we kind of build it up with a thicker base, then put the crushed gravel over that, and then tamp it down. But that tamping step, I mean, we're not just talking about hand tamper here. You're going to have to rent yourself mechanical tamper that, you know, sits on top of a big metal plate. It's got a heavy engine on it. Put some air protection on and just go to town with that thing. Get it nice and tight.
Okay. Well, I did talk to one guy that sells the gravel, and he suggested 4 inches, but put 2 inches down, pack it, then come back with 2 more inches and pack that.
Yep. You can't go wrong doing that. If you feel like it's still moving, even though you're tamping it, you don't have enough in. You got to tamp it well. When you do that driveway section, make sure you're reinforcing that concrete, because that will also prevent you from having cracking.
Thank you very much for your help. I love your show. I travel out on the road. I catch y'all quite a bit.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. Good luck with the project. Send us pictures when you're done.
Okay. Sure will. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Presented by Angie, you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You get upfront pricing, plus you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, if you've got a second floor deck, you might know that the space underneath it tends to get a bit dirty and gross from all the rainwater that leaks through. We're going to share a way to add a self-draining ceiling to that underdeck space so that you can spruce it up for some shady relaxation. In today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, after this.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at moneypit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at moneypit.com. That's moneypit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
The Money Pit is presented by QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement project, solve your DIY dilemmas. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, it's coming up on the last week to enter the Money Pit's Safe at Home Sweepstakes. You can win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system from Deep Sentinel. These guys are totally unique because not only do they have great cameras, they have live security guards that watch the cameras for you 24/7.
Yeah, I love that. Now, Deep Sentinel prevents crime before it occurs, like burglary, package thefts, auto break-ins, or tampering, loitering, and anything suspicious. Now, you can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five one-camera systems, plus a full year of live guard surveillance.
It's your last chance. Enter once a day at moneypit.com and share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries. That's the Safe at Home Sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel on moneypit.com.
Time to chat with Lucille, who's having some bathtub issues. What's going on?
It's rental property, and unfortunately, they've just moved out, and I've discovered in the tub, it's a fiberglass tub, and there's a nice little hole. I was wondering if you had any suggestions for me as to how we could repair that tiny little hole.
You can use a product called Bondo, B-O-N-D-O. They have a fiberglass repair kit. It's typically used in auto body repair, but if you go to an auto parts store like a Pep Boys or whatever you have around there, and you buy the smallest volume of Bondo you can, you're going to have a two-part fiberglass mix. You'll have the fiberglass material itself. And basically you put on the fiberglass resin and you press this little piece of fiberglass material into it, let that cure, and then you put a couple of coats on top of that, and that's it. So the good news is it's a really easy and inexpensive way to fix that hole so you don't have any leaks. The bad news is it's not designed for beauty. It's designed for function. So you're going to see that it looks like exactly what it is, which is a fiberglass patch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Lucille. It's tough being a landlord these days. You never know what you're going to find, you know, when your tenants move out. I'm sure there's a story behind how a hole gets in a bathtub, too.
Yeah, but you're never going to hear it.
Yeah. I've used that Bondo trick on a shower pan because shower pans are made of fiberglass sometimes, and if they get flexed into them when stepping on them and stepping out of them and so on.
As you do.
As I do, right, because it's a shower pan. You got to step on it. Those cracks will open up, and I've used Bondo to kind of completely repair that, and it's lasted as long as I needed it to last, which was years. I didn't really care about the look. It was like a basement extra bathroom kind of a thing, but it worked great. Well, if you have a second floor deck, that's a really cool thing because you get up there and you can have a good view of your yard, but the area underneath it, it gets pretty nasty. It's kind of like a dark, moldy, algae-infested wasteland, and you seldom can use it. But if you were to install an underdeck ceiling, one that was made from lightweight fiberglass panels, it's a really inexpensive solution that you could do yourself in a weekend, and it will totally transform that space. We'll tell you how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, you know, with all the rainwater that leaks through second-story decks, the area underneath that deck can get pretty nasty. And very often, these spaces are going to be damp and wet. They're going to have a lot of green algae growth and a host of moisture-loving bugs. So it's really not a place you want to hang out. But the solution is that you can build or you can buy an underdeck ceiling. Now, if you're handy, you can actually build your ceiling out of corrugated fiberglass panels. And we've got a video, materials list, and step-by-step instructions on our website that gets downloaded over 20,000 times a month that can walk you through the project.
Now, the other option is to purchase a prefabricated underdeck ceiling system. This is going to cost you a little bit more, but the ceiling will be actually a lot easier to install. It tends also to look a lot more finished when you're done. There are lots of great manufacturers that make prefabricated systems. You can look for one by Underdeck or TimberTech. There's the Trex Rain Escape System or Deck Drain. Now, every one has their own sort of unique design, the way they get installed, but all in all, they're a lot easier to install than starting from scratch. And once that ceiling is done, you can give that underdeck space a good cleaning and start enjoying all the shade it will deliver on those warm summer days ahead.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
John, Rhode Island has a question about solar panels. How can we help you today?
Solar panels installed latter half of March and had been noticing a steady increase in production up until about 2 weeks ago, and I have noticed the production falling off, and, of course, the pollen has increased. And I'm wondering if there's anything on the market that I could treat the panels with. My panels are located kind of high on the roof. It's difficult to get to, and just like I said, I'm just wondering if there's something that I could add to it to have the pollen wash off quicker.
So it's pollen and tree droppings, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, the trees I'm in good shape with, but it's really basically the pollen. I live in a wooded area. And like I said, I've watched the production, you know, with these inverters. You can really carefully monitor what the system is doing. So although the days are getting longer and the sun is getting higher in the sky, production is off. And the only thing I can relate it to is the pollen.
John, that's actually a surprisingly common problem, and the solution is simply to clean those panels. Now, in your case, that may be easier said than done because you're telling me they're difficult to reach. It might also be possible to install sort of a cleaning system that consists of manifolds that are installed right above those solar panels where you basically can turn on the water and run water over them, you know, occasionally to clean them out. But, of course, that's a lot of work. Is it possible for you to get a ladder up against the side of that house there and use a hose or with something, maybe a high-pressure hose, to be able to kind of wash the pollen off those panels? Because it's pretty well documented that solar production goes down, as you've discovered, when those panels get covered with dirt or pollen.
Right, right. Well, I guess the thing, I'm sure there's something I could invest in, certainly a better ladder, a taller ladder. And also, there's got to be something where I can actually get the hose on a pole. I have a pruning pole, and maybe point it at an angle, you know, where it could wash the panels. But again, I thought maybe the solution would be, well, in the spring, get up on the roof, treat the panels, and then I should be all set. But you know, maybe it's just as simple as a hose.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any treatment there that's going to basically make them more slippery. You know, I guess there's maybe I'm thinking like in terms of a wax. But, you know, Hyde Tools, H-Y-D-E, they have a product called Pivot Pro that attaches to a regular hose, and it has an angular nozzle at top, and it's designed for like cleaning gutters and then cleaning like boats and getting underneath spaces and things like that. And basically the head pivots, so you can get all sorts of different angles with it, and also steps up the pressure of water coming at it. Pretty inexpensive tool there. You might want to look that up online and give it a shot.
I think I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Peggy from Illinois is on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I have patio, and supposedly the boards that go between each of the sections that are in there for expansion were supposed to be treated, but they have all rotted out. I mean, okay. I can pull hunks of it out, and I want to know what to do. Do I dig the rotten wood out and fill it with something, or what should I do with this?
So here's what you need to do. First of all, go ahead and scrape out all of those spacers that are left behind. And it wasn't probably wood. It was probably this sort of tar-soaked spacer that's very common in concrete work. So you get that all out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you put in, there's a foam tube. It looks like, you know what a pool noodle is that the kids play with in pools?
Yes.
Like those big foam noodly things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but it's a miniature version, and it comes in different widths. So it'll come like 1 inch width or inch and a half width. So you figure out which one you need that's just a little bit bigger than the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And you press that down into that space between the slabs of the patio, leaving maybe a half of an inch before between that and the surface. And then what you do is you add a sealant, a concrete sealant. There's going to be like a flowable caulk-like product that you can pick up at home centers designed just for concrete. It's like a flowable urethane, and that lays in on top of that filler so that you don't waste a lot of product. Like, it's not going to fall down into the crevices. The foam tube keeps it up higher, and it'll look nice and neat and clean once again.
Is it like a caulk?
It's like a caulk, but it flows a little bit better than a caulk so that once you put it in there, it sort of settles down and it's flat. When it's all done, it'll be kind of like a concave slot there between the patio, and it'll stop water from getting back past that. And because you get a lot of water that gets below it, it can make the patio move and crack.
And it's a caulking thing. All right, I will do so. Thank you.
You're welcome, Peggy. Good luck for that project.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is brought to you by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, you can book appointments, and pay right through your phone, so it's super convenient, and download that Angie app today to get started. Hey, have you ever spotted a foundation crack and wondered, is this serious, or is this just the result of some normal house movement? Well, we're going to explain how you can tell if it's a big deal or not so much of a big deal when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Are squeaky floorboards grating on your nerves or foiling nighttime trips to the kitchen or bathroom? Squeaks are the result of boards rubbing together or nails that have loosened. To eliminate the noise, you have to eliminate the movement. Regardless of the type of floor you have, there are a couple of easy fixes. If you've got access to the squeaky floor via a crawl space or basement, recruit an assistant to walk the floor and help pinpoint the problem area. At the squeak sites, gently tap a glue-coated shim in between the floor and the joist. If the floor is carpeted, you can remove the carpet and drive a hardened drywall screw into the floor. A short-term fix without removing the carpet is to locate the floor joist with a stud finder and then pound a hot-dip galvanized nail through the carpet floor into the joist. The carpet can be pulled up through the head of the nail so it's invisible. If it's a wood floor, try a little oil soap in the joints. The soap will quiet the squeak and clean the floor at the same time. And that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Angi. Angi's List is now Angi, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angi.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angi.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. You guys enjoying this beautiful summer weekend? We hope you are. And if there's a project involved, you can always reach out to us for help at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Marge in New Jersey is on the line with a kitchen question. How can we help you today?
I have a carousel in the kitchen for the kitchen cabinets, and the shelf, the top one, is dropped a lot, and I can't figure out how to go about to secure it, or how in the world do you repair something like that?
So is this sort of like what we would call a lazy Susan, like sits inside of a cabinet and spins around?
Yes. And holds the pots and pans.
They take a lot of wear and tear, don't they, Marge? I mean, over all those years?
Sure. Does it have to be replaced or can it be repaired?
Well, it depends. I mean, the first thing you do is clean that cabinet out and take the existing carousel apart. Now, if the mechanism itself, like the ball bearings, have fallen apart, there's a bracket between the carousel and the bottom of the cabinet that has like two plates on them and they spin on ball bearings. If that access has broken down, which it could over many years, you know, that has to be replaced. And the thing is that those parts are all available, especially for those old cabinets. You can usually find them online if you research them. And essentially what has to happen here is you got to take that whole thing apart and then rebuild it. Now, this might be a job for a carpenter or a cabinet maker or somebody that's just handy enough to be able to tackle this. But I find that when I look at something like this, that cabinetry will speak to me. It will tell me how it went in and what has to be done to take it apart. If you look at it very carefully, you can usually figure it out because somebody put it in to begin with and there's got to be a way to disassemble it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. Now, since there are two levels, one on the bottom and one on the top, the ball bearings would be in the bottom level so that if I start unscrewing everything, where would I find them? Does it make a difference if it's a two-shelfer? There's one shelf way on the bottom, then there's a space, and then mm-hmm. you have another shelf.
Right. I don't think it makes a difference because I think it's all part of the same assembly. And the ball bearings are going to be on the bottom, not the top. The top, it may have like an access point, like an axle, but the spin is going to be under where all the weight is. Okay, so that's the side of it. Does this carousel still move, or is it too stiff?
No, it still moves.
It still moves. What part of it is broken, Marge?
The actual shelf itself, the top shelf, appears to have dropped about 8 inches.
All right. So here's what I would do. If it was just the top shelf that dropped, I would look for a way to repair that top shelf. And I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but I'd probably figure out a creative way. If that's dropped down, if it's sitting like on a center column, then they have to get something up underneath that to support it.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'll do.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, you might not realize it, but your home is always moving. It expands, it contracts, it settles, and sometimes that movement can result in some cracks to your foundation. But even though the cracks are kind of common, they can be pretty disturbing for most homeowners to find. So, Tom, how can you tell if a crack is serious or just the result of some normal house movement?
Yeah, you make a good point because just about every home has its share of cracks, and they're pretty common, and there's a number of reasons why they happen. For example, if the soil underneath the house wasn't fully compacted before the foundation was set up, that can cause cracks. If you get, and this is really common, you get large pieces of organic material, like, for example, a tree trunk or branches or something like that that was underneath. Say, we used to see this all the time in garage floors. It would be the last place that the bulldozer would leave, right? And there would always be some chunks of wood left behind, and that rots away and it settles, and that's why those floors will crack. And sometimes the soil that's beneath the foundation or beneath columns can shrink due to not having enough moisture, and that's especially true in Texas where they have soils that do that. Or in the Northeast where we are, if you've got too much moisture around the house, that can cause them to become unstable as well. So lots of ways that foundations can weaken and crack, but not always do you need to have a repair done.
Yeah, so how can you tell if it's a major crack or something minor and totally fixable? So, Tom, is it true that it's, you know, the direction of the crack? Is it horizontal, diagonal, vertical? Do those all signify something, you know, more serious?
Yeah, I mean, so static cracks, ones that are not moving, those are usually vertical. They're usually small. They're hairline. They're random. Those types of cracks can be repaired pretty simply. Generally, I recommend that you simply seal the crack with a masonry caulk material or a silicon caulk just to stop moisture from coming through. The ones that I'm more concerned about are the dynamic cracks that are horizontal. So, for example, if you have a lot of water that collects at the outside of your foundation perimeter, what will happen in the wintertime is that water will freeze and it will push on, especially if you have a concrete block wall. And I've seen that sort of frost heave actually knock walls in completely. So over time, they freeze, they thaw over successive, you know, years and years of winters. They eventually move that wall to a point where it's unstable. So that's something you really have to look out for. And if that is something that you spot, if it's really bad, the wall probably has to be structurally reinforced. If it's minor, it just means fix your drainage so it stops happening. And in terms of the repair, one caution I will give you is this. Don't just go to a contractor for the repair to be done. If you've got a serious structural crack, hire a structural engineer, have them examine it and do a report about it, and then that report goes to the contractor. It'll specify exactly how they should fix it. Then you have the engineer check it again when he's done. And this way, you'll get a letter from the engineer basically saying, I identified the problem, this contractor fixed it, and you know it's no longer an issue. And if you try to sell the house, it's not going to be a concern. Too many times contractors put on their structural engineer cap when they shouldn't, and that doesn't do you any good. You definitely want to have an engineering professional involved if the wall is seriously damaged.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Hey, do you need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, you may think of ivy as a way to make your home look more distinguished, but did you know it can also wreak some serious structural havoc? We'll explain why after this.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years.
To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, we help you create your best home ever on The Money Pit Podcast. Be sure to follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
You'll get two episodes every week on Mondays and Thursdays, just in time to finish your next home improvement adventure. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, you may think of ivy as a way to make your home look distinguished, but did you know that it's actually wreaking some serious structural havoc on the house?
Yeah, it can. I mean, it looks beautiful. It does look distinguished, but the problem is it can totally destroy masonry walls. It can attract carpenter ants. It can even attract rodent infestations. And not to mention, you can lose a few trees in the process because it wraps around the tree and basically strangles it. So it looks great in some respects, but it can really do some pretty serious damage.
Now, a little ivy can be really attractive, but when it starts to take over a property, it can be very hard to get rid of. So is there a way that you can actually enjoy the ivy without letting it sort of wrap everybody up in knots?
Listen, if you want to have some ivy and you maintain it, you keep it to a minimum, I think that's probably okay. But if you ignore it, it's going to totally take off. Now, if you've already got too much, what you want to do is gently pull the ivy from the house because it's got like tendrils that will really get into the brick. It'll really get between the siding boards. And so you have to be kind of careful the way you pull it out. You may have to cut some away. You might need a hand pruner. You're probably going to need to scrape siding to remove any of those dead branches or the dried leaves and even sand it, like with an herbal sander, to remove any residue. Because if you leave too much of that behind, it can re-root and start growing all over again. And along the same lines of that, make sure when you get the stuff off your house, you stuff it into plastic bags and you get it off the property, because if you leave it hanging about, it again will re-root. And to be sure it's not coming back on your siding, make sure you brush a little herbicide onto the leaves of any ivy stem, and that will actually kill the plant. It's the kind of thing you have to really manage. It looks great, it looks cool, it looks distinguished. You know, it adds some class to your outside, but boy, if you let the stuff go, it will totally take over and you'll be kicking yourself for not keeping it under control. I actually had to rescue a couple of trees, Leslie, that had some pretty serious ivy problems in the back of my property. And what we did was the ivy had gotten so thick around some of them, it was like an inch to an inch and a half thick, like at the bottom of the tree. I actually cut a chunk out of that ivy vine, and within 2 years, it dried up and all fell off and the tree survived. So it's not quick, but I mean, it does work.
I mean, but it grows like crazy. We have this whole sort of shrub next to the driveway, which is just covered with ivy from, I have no idea what shrub that is, but it looks like an ivy wall. And it's on my neighbor's property, so I can't really do anything
right
about it. But it started to just sort of take over the driveway. I mean, it is wild, and it grows quickly. So I've been doing a little secret work on my side of the, of the structure, seeing how much progress I can make.
Just remember, shiny leaves, let it be. That's poison ivy.
Oh, yes. I've already been dealing with that in the mix of things as well. Patty in Arizona's got something going on with the water. What's up, Patty?
Well, the water in Arizona is very, very hard. And I heard that you were having a drawing on something, receiving a water system that would soften or help that. And I thought, well, maybe I should just call and see, even if I don't win, what I should be doing.
So tell me about your hard water. What are you seeing in your house? How is this affecting you?
Oh, well, everything, you know, is spotted. The toilets get a ring around the top very quickly. It's hard to wipe things off. The dishwasher doesn't you know, rinse completely, it seems like. It
really affects a lot of things in the house. Well, I mean, there are a couple of different water purification systems out there that are designed specifically for hard water. You know, there are types that use salt to soften the water, and there are other types that are salt-free. And Home Depot is a good source for pretty much any water quality solution. But what I would encourage you to do first is to have a water test done. And you can have this done professionally. There are free tests that are available at places like Home Depot. But have a water test done so you know exactly what you're treating for. And then you could make the best decision on the system that's going to work for you. But it's not hard. You know, these systems are pretty straightforward to install. Usually they're installed at the main. And they're going to treat that water 24/7, and it's going to be a lot easier for you to clean with that water and wash with that water, and you won't have the spots, and your clothes will come out softer, and it just kind of affects you all the way down the line. So that's what I would do. I'd start with a water test and then choose the system that's best for you based on that result. Patty, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by our friends at Angie. Hey, if your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects right with the Angie app, so download it today. Coming up, if you're lost in lots of projects and don't know where to begin, we're going to help you sort out priorities for a new homeowner in that exact situation when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home.
Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, so we have some small blueberry bushes outside our backyard, outside, like along a fence.
Yeah.
And the deer, of course, were considering them part of their breakfast.
Oh, it's their summer treats.
Yeah. So what we did is we got some of that black netting, which is actually so thin, you can't even see this when it's on the plant. And it worked great. It's totally kept the deer away. They know they can't kind of like pick off the berries now, so they go over
to the
neighbor's.
But are they juicing the berries?
I don't think they're juicing the berries, though.
It's the perfect strainer, you know.
Oh, yeah, right? No, this really thin, netty stuff, it's really cheap. It's like you have to kind of pay attention when you unroll it because it's so thin. It's like screening material almost. You lay it over there, and because it's black, it just blends right in. So one more thing to do to keep this deer away.
Well, whether you've got a berry question like Tom or something else going on at your money pit, reach out. John in Montana did, and he says, I recently purchased a home that needs some TLC, and I really don't know where to begin. He says we want to replace the old furnace and water heater. One of the bathrooms is in bad shape, and we also need to rip out carpeting and replace it with hardwood flooring. How would you prioritize these projects?
I kind of think I'd prioritize them the same way he did in that email, Leslie. I do mechanical systems first, so heating and water heater, definitely. You might have to disturb some of the old structure to do that, depending on how well the old and the new one fits in. But let's get our mechanical systems working, because if your furnace goes out, you can't do anything when winter comes. And then I think the bathroom, it sits in bad shape. You know, bathrooms are one of those improvements that give you a lot of return on investment. So if you have the ability to do it next, I think I would probably tackle that next and get it fixed up, because carpeting, any kind of flooring project, yeah, it's a nice to have. It's not a have to have. And you can really do that at any time you have the budget and the time to get it done. So I would do mechanical systems.
Oh, but it's so much easier when the house is empty.
That is a good point, but still, unless you have the budget to do it all at once.
Mechanics first.
Yeah, you got to make sure.
Right, flooring second.
Just imagine how cold it would be without a furnace if we were working on that floor.
But your floors would be so
furniture
beautiful.
Furniture or not.
But the floors would be lovely. So, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. All right. Next up, David writes, he's having a hard time finding a dryer exhaust vent that fits his house. And he says, my house has a rigid 3-inch PVC pipe as a vent for the clothing dryer. And I'm having a hard time finding a dryer duct in that size, as most seem to be 4 inches.
Yeah, you should not be using a plastic pipe as a dryer exhaust duct. Really bad idea. That's why dryer exhaust ducts are metal these days. Or, you know, even the cheap ones are like a flexible foil kind of a stretchy vent, but you can't use PVC. So I would stop looking for something to connect to it and think about replacing it. And I think that the metal dryer exhaust ducts, which you can buy at home centers, they come like sort of flat. You have to sort of bend them into the duct shape. That's definitely what you want here. You want to make sure you have as short a travel from the dryer out as possible, because that'll make your clothes dry a lot quicker. And with that metal duct, it'll be a lot easier to keep clean, which is something else people don't do nearly enough.
I actually just had my dryer vents cleaned, and it was amazing how, I mean, I had let it slide a couple of years, not like 15 years, but 5, which is a lot. And my goodness,
okay. That's a lot.
The amount that came out, it was just disturbing, gratifying, and also now I feel, you know, much safer at home.
Yeah, you should. Don't wait 5 years next time, though.
No, I will not.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful, warm summer day. I think summer is now officially, what, about half over? It's unfortunate, but it is, even though we waited so long for it. But there's still plenty of time to take on projects. And if it's too hot, push them off to the fall a little bit. And remember, if you guys have questions, you have tips, you are starting a project, you don't know how to start it, you got stuck in the middle of it, you could always reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was halted in the sixth inning this evening after the Nationals said a shooting was reported outside the stadium. More than two dozen police cars, ambulances, and fire engines were on the street outside the third base side of Nationals Park. Police say four people were shot. Padres had just taken the field for the bottom of the sixth when several loud pops were heard from the left field side of the ballpark. In fact, you could hear it if you were watching the game on TV. Fans started leaving the ballpark while some fans crowded into the Padres' dugout for safety. The Nationals, meanwhile, announced there had been an incident outside the stadium and told fans to shelter in place. Also at SRNNews.com, a couple of honors, or a couple of hours now, and residents of Los Angeles County will have to start wearing their masks indoors again because of an uptick in COVID cases, mostly linked to the Delta variant. Some residents think wearing a mask, though, is the smart thing to do.
I don't mind wearing masks, and if the mask is mandated, I'm not against it at all. Actually, it's good for all of us.
Meanwhile, L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, though, says he is not going to direct his officers to enforce the new mandates, saying many people are already vaccinated. Others have been recovered from COVID. Plus, he says the mandate contradicts CDC guidelines and it does not follow the science. Big fires out in the west and southeastern Oregon. The Bootleg fire has grown. And in California, a burning fire near Markleyville, close to the California-Nevada state line. One man said he tried to go and see whether or not the fire would threaten his home.
We're having a lot of fires every year, and they're real, really bad. Just the mixture of hot and dry and drought and struggling trees, stressed forests, poor forest management.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Medicare is launching a formal process to decide whether to cover the new Alzheimer's drug, Adalim.
Its $56,000 a year price tag and unproven benefits have prompted widespread criticism and a congressional investigation. Even as Medicare made its announcement, the Democratic leaders of two House committees asked drug maker Biogen to turn over reams of documents on how it developed and priced the drug and on its dealings with FDA officials. Medicare is already soliciting public comments and plans two hearings. A final coverage decision may not come until next spring.
Jeremy House with that report. The remains of nine Native American children who died more than a century ago while attending a government-run school in Pennsylvania have been returned to their South Dakota tribe for burial on its reservation. The Rosebud Sioux reburied the remains during a ceremony earlier today. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. 3 days after the state filed a motion to set his execution date, a Tennessee death row inmate found dead in his cell.
Tennessee Department of Corrections spokesperson Dorinda Carter said 53-year-old Stephen Hugley appears to have died from natural causes at the Riverbend Maximum Security Institution, although the exact cause of death is pending. Hugley was sentenced to death in 2003 for fatally stabbing a prison counselor. He had already been given a life sentence in August 1986 after he was convicted of fatally shooting his mother. After spending the last 18 years in solitary confinement, he was said to be suicidal, but officials say they don't think it was a suicide. Patrick Foss reporting.
American Airlines canceling extended leaves for about 3,300 flight attendants, and they want them back flying by November or December. Plus, the airline expects to hire 800 new flight attendants by next March, all the latest indication that leisure travel in the U.S. is booming. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete, Pavestone, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for one reason and one reason only, to help you guys take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Whether they're fix-up projects, whether they're big renovation projects, remodeling projects, you're working on a new kitchen or bath, or maybe you got a decor challenge to tackle, you want to spruce up your outdoor room while it's still warm and beautiful out, we would love to help you get all of those things done. Give us a call right now with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you've been thinking about updating your kitchen, but you're concerned about the costs, we're going to have some tips on affordable updates that you can do literally over a single weekend that can totally transform that space without the hassles of high prices.
And if you enjoy spending time outside, but maybe you're feeling like your patio needs a pick-me-up, we've got a great solution for those worn, weathered, or even cracked patios out there that's as easy to do as stacking blocks.
And the hottest part of the summer always brings out the most bugs, including those nasty disease-carrying ticks. So we're going to teach you how to stop those ticks from taking a bite out of your summer fun.
But first, we want to hear from you. You need some help with a renovation, maybe a repair, or even a decor project? We're here to help. We want you to have the best home ever. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who needs help first?
We've got Tom from Florida on the line who needs help with a pocket door project. What's going on?
Yeah, I bought a house, and before they sold it, they must have had it repainted, and it was built in 1994, and the baseboards in the doors must have been oil-based paint because the walls are fine, but the paint is peeling off the doors and the baseboard. But I got a pocket door, and I can get the paint off of it, but one of the wheels fell off that holds it, slides it on a rail. And I don't know, do I have to take the casing off to get that door out, or is there a way that they lift out? Or do I have to take the casing off to get the door out, to clean it up and repaint it and put the wheel back on? Because once it's closed, there's about an inch or inch and a half of it that still isn't exposed. You can't really swing it out.
You can't lift it up off the track either, generally speaking. So, no, I think that you're probably going to have to take off at least the jam on the side of the pocket, so to speak. So you'll have to pull the trim and the jam on that pocket. And I'll give you a trick of the trade to do that, because you mentioned this was painted. What you want to do is take a utility knife, and you want to cut the seam between the door and the trim and the wall and the trim, because sometimes the paint will act as an adhesive, almost like a glue. And when you start taking it apart, it starts to pull different pieces of the frame or the wall with it. So just run a knife through it before you actually peel it off. Now, in terms of the fact that this is peeling paint, generally when that happens, you've lost the adhesion here between the substrate, which is wood in your case, and the paint itself, and nothing that you can do is going to repair that short of pulling the rest of the paint off. So you're going to have to strip that paint off and sand the area really good. And then what I want you to use is an oil-based or solvent-based primer on top of that, because that's going to give you the best adhesion once again. That's going to stick to the wood as best possible. And on top of that, you could use a water-based semi-gloss finish. But if you get the primer right and you get all the old stuff off, you'll be in good shape, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. And if paint's peeling, you got to get rid of all that loose stuff before you proceed, or you'll just find yourself in this exact same space in the not too distant future.
I wasn't quite sure what paint was on there, but I guess I was told if you take alcohol and rub it on a cloth, if it comes off, it's a water-based paint, or if it's oil, it won't affect it, or vice versa.
It's probably not oil-based, because, you know, that house at that age, you wouldn't really use oil-based for that. I can almost guarantee you they didn't prime it, and that's why it didn't stick. You got to prime it. Can't skip that step. Tom, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Marianne in Tennessee is on the line and has some concerns about asbestos. Tell us what's going on.
Working on an older house, it was built in 1937. I know that I was told that there was concerns with maybe the linoleum that's on the floor. There's just a little bit in the kitchen and in the bathroom. And before I took it up, I didn't know whether I needed to check it for asbestos, if there was any other places I needed to check as well.
So this is old linoleum. Now we're talking about tile here. It's sheet linoleum.
Yes.
I've not heard that sheet linoleum contains asbestos. I'm not going to say it's impossible. It's more a tile.
And it's a 9x9 tile, and it's always in like very specific colors that you'll know when you see it that that's an asbestos tile. And like, they don't make a 9x9 anymore. Like, this is it.
Yeah. I mean, the only way to really know for sure is to have it tested. But linoleum is generally not something that's associated with asbestos. And even if it did, it would be contained inside of a binder, which makes it less likely to be removed, to be exposed to the air. Now, once you take that up, though, you also don't know what's underneath it. You could be revealing some other tile like that 9x9 that Leslie was talking about. But that said, it generally is a good idea to pull up old floors before you put down new ones. So we hope that helps you out.
Okay. Is there any place else I need to be concerned about on the asbestos?
Well, you would generally find it wrapping water pipes. And it looks almost like an old-fashioned cast. Like, you can see it's like a flaky substance that's like wrapped with almost like a plaster of Paris. And you'll know that also when you see it, and that's asbestos. And while that has very low levels, I would not tackle it myself. You should get a pro always to do it if you see it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. And you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. So download it today.
And just ahead, most kitchen rentals are expensive, but there's a lot you can actually do yourself over a single weekend that can deliver a big impact without a big budget. We'll share those ideas after this.
Live in a money pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you want to protect your home from break-ins and package thefts before it happens? Well, this is the last week to enter the Money Pit's $3,900 Safe at Home Sweepstakes. And you can win smart HD camera systems from Deep Sentinel. Just head on over to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Now we're heading over to Tennessee, where Steve wants to talk about water heating. How can we help you?
My water heater seems to be going out. It's about 5 or 6 years old, and I've been hearing commercials on your show about tankless water heaters and other forms of, like, water heating solutions, and I was just wondering, is that, you know, costly, or, you know, is that a better way to go than putting another tank in?
Okay, so you say the water heater's going out. Is this a gas water heater?
It's electric.
It's electric, and it's going out, so what's happening to it?
It's leaking.
Oh, it's leaking at 5 or 6 years? Really? That's just plain bad luck, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right, well, let me ask you this question. How long are you planning on staying in your current house? Is this the house for a while?
Oh, yeah, it's forever house, hopefully.
Generally, I would say I wouldn't hesitate to install a tankless water heater, except, and this is a big except, tankless water heaters that are powered by electricity don't work that well. They don't save you that much money. If you have the ability to power it with propane, for example,
then it's more realistic. But if you're planning on powering it with electricity, then it's not. So in that case, your options are to replace it with a standard tanked electric water heater, or you can use a real new type of electric water heater called a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are more expensive, but they're much, much, much more efficient than a standard electric water heater.
Are those costly?
Yeah, they're more costly than a standard water heater. You know, you're probably looking at maybe around $1,500 for one plus installation. So they're much more expensive, but they're far more efficient.
That's what I'll do then. I thank you for answering my question.
Sorry to hear about that leak, and hope we've helped you get back on track.
Well, if the home is where the heart is, then kitchens are clearly one of the most vital organs that converts a house into a home. So it's really no surprise that kitchen renovations are among the most popular remodeling projects tackled every single year. But while any home improvement project can be complicated, major kitchen remodeling can turn your life completely upside down, not to mention all of the fast food pounds that you are most likely going to be putting on while you're waiting for that kitchen to welcome you back in.
Yeah, like which pizza place am I going to tonight?
Well, you got to try them all.
You got to try all
the food places. Every place.
Exactly. What fast food cuisine shall I turn to until I get my oven back?
And you'll be eating them for months and months.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's not just one, yeah.
No.
You can usually get a couple of meals out of each one. Well, listen, if you want to avoid all of those home improvement hassles of the long-term reno projects, what we suggest is that you break it down into projects that we call modules. Basically, projects that could be completed independently of one another. Because not only does this make the project more manageable, the smaller changes can actually have a pretty big visual impact and cut down on the need for those more major makeovers that really set you back in time and put on the pounds and eating all that fast food.
Yeah, for example, changing out your kitchen countertop, painting the cabinets, or just replacing all of that cabinet hardware. I mean, these are projects that you can do in hours and not weeks, and the result can be a very attractive and totally transformative experience. I mean, you can really change the look of the space.
Yeah, and likewise, just replacing the kitchen floor or improving the kitchen lighting or just painting the room can give you a fresh new look. And if you want to make it more efficient at the same time, why not replace the faucets with water-efficient faucets? Look for those that are WaterSense models. And with appliances, same deal. If you're going to trade them out, look for Energy Star certified products. They can lower utilities across the board. So if you think about it, you know, most of the time you think kitchen rental, I got to go down to the studs. Well, you really don't. If you just take it one chunk at a time, if you just do one section at a time, if you don't want to renovate the whole thing, spend a weekend, replace a countertop, you know, paint the cabinets, change the hardware, improve the appliances, and you'll make a big impact. And you do that a couple of times, you'll save yourself a boatload of cash.
Now we've got Eleanor in Virginia on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
The question I have is we have Trek decking on our deck, which is, and also the porch, screened-in porch. But on the deck, which is not covered by any roof or anything like that, it's all open to the environment. We have spots on that, which are, it's a gray color decking, and we have these dark spots all over it, almost kind of look like a mold, and we do not know what it's caused by. My husband has tried to use a power washer with the soap that is recommended for that power washer, also bleach with a scrub brush. He can get it lightened, but not totally gone. And we're wondering if you've ever heard of that with Trek decking and have any suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, some of the composite materials out there do have some wood fiber component, and they will grow algae, which is most likely what you're seeing. Now, one of the treatments that we would recommend is a product called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. And Jomax actually has a deck wash. And Jomax is a detergent that also gets mixed with bleach, gets applied to the deck. You let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and then you scrub it off. I would be very careful with the power washer, except for just rinsing purposes, because too much pressure can actually ruin that deck. Now, another possibility is that those black spots are what's called artillery fungus. It kind of looks like a shotgun, kind of a pellet size. Artillery fungus is particularly difficult to get off, and one of the sources of it is mulch. Do you have mulch around your house, around your yard?
Yes.
Well, sometimes the mulch that's sort of the ground mulch, the shredded bark mulch, will contain artillery fungus. And once that gets out and attaches to surfaces like decks or sometimes even cars, it's really, really difficult to get rid of it. So if that is what's going on, we would recommend that you don't do that again. Don't put the shredded mulch back on. Only use the bark mulch that's in pieces. That seems to not have the issue. It's the shredded mulch that attracts and contains artillery fungus. I would try the Jomax deck wash and cleaner. I think you'll have better success with that than you did with straight bleach, okay?
Yes.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Minnesota, where Gordon has a question about garage moisture. What's going on, Gordon?
I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I've got a two-stall garage. It's divided. It's a tuck-under garage. The house is a walkout, so the back side of the garage is below grade, and it ramps up from the front to the back. In the springtime, first couple of months in the spring, the garage floor is wet, and I believe that it's wicking up or coming up from under the floor. I don't believe it's just condensation forming on the top. My question is there any kind of a sealer or anything that I can do short of knocking out the whole floor? I know that you should have a moisture barrier, some kind of poly under the floor before you pour it, if you wanted to put an epoxy coat or something on there.
There's two ways to address a moisture problem in a concrete structure like that. One is to try to make it float, which is not going to happen. And by that I mean when you put all sorts of sealers and caulks and so on these floors or on the walls, you're never going to block out 100% of that moisture. But the more effective thing to do is to reduce the volume of moisture that's getting there to begin with. And I think I can explain why you're seeing that moisture on the floor in the spring. Because concrete is very hydroscopic. It's like a sponge. Imagine if you stuck the end of a sponge in some water, how quickly that entire sponge fills up with moisture. That's what happens with concrete. So the first thing I want you to address is the sources of moisture, and they're very likely to be the spring rains and the drainage control of the foundation perimeter. It happens to almost everybody. So the walls that surround that below grade space, we want to make sure that there's gutters on that, covering that side of the roof, that are not only there, they're sized properly, which means you have at least one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface, and that the downspouts are extended well away from the foundation. We're talking 4 to 6 feet. The second thing to do is to make sure that the soil slopes away and there's nothing trapping moisture against the house like landscaping. If you do those two things, you'll dramatically reduce the amount of moisture that's getting up against that concrete, and that will stop the moisture that's from pulling up under the floor and perhaps even through the walls. Now, as for a sealant, what I would recommend you do, because this is a garage floor, is to simply paint it with an epoxy paint. These epoxy finishes now are terrific. They're pretty easy to use. They're a two-part mix. Usually when you buy the epoxy kit, you'll have a gallon that's about three-quarters filled with product, and then a quart can that's the hardener. You mix the two together, and you basically paint the floor. And sometimes there's like color chips that you can drop into paint that help hide dirt. And when it dries, it's a chemical reaction. It's really hard, and it really adheres well to the floor. And I think that will stop some of the residual moisture that's left. But try to control as much moisture as you can before you take that step. And between the two, I think you'll be good to go.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. As far as that epoxy, everything that I've seen says to not apply it to a floor that gets damp. There's a plastic test, and you tape a piece of plastic down, and it moisture forms.
Yeah, personally, I think that's a really silly test, but people seem to like it. Look, all concrete floors are going to contain some level of moisture. As long as it's not excessively wet, then I think you'll be okay. Now, there usually is an etching material, like an etching wash that you use first. So I would do that just to make sure the floor is ready to accept it. But if you pick a nice dry day, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, well, I thank you for the insight. Appreciate your time.
You're listening to The Money Pit, presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus you can book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Coming up, does your patio need a pick-me-up? Well, if it looks worn or it's dirty and cracked and maybe it just looks tired, we have an innovative new solution to tell you all about that's inexpensive and easy to do. I mean, as easy as stacking blocks. That's coming up next. Hey, 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 Molly, hey. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, as we are spending more time outdoors, you may be thinking it's time to update your patio. If it looks a little worn, a little cracked, a little weathered, we have got a great solution for you that is easier and more affordable than you might think. Chris Clare is with Pavestone and joins us now to talk about the Milano system. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, how are you, Tom? Good to see you.
I love this system. So for those that are not familiar, Milano is a paver brick, but not a full thickness one. It's about half thickness, I would say, and it's designed to go on top of your old, nasty, dirty, cracked patio and leave it looking spectacular. Is that about right?
That is, yes. It's 30 millimeters thick, so just over an inch thick. It's a multi-piece pattern. When you see it, you've got three different sizes on there. It's a good way to just take an old, weathered, cracked concrete and just freshen it up, give it a much more rich appearance than what you typically see on just a plain gray, mold cracked up concrete.
Now, generally when you do a paver project, and we harp on this because people get it wrong all the time, you've got to dig out the grade, you've got to put crushed gravel in, you've got to tamp, so it's really rock solid, almost like a road bed, and then put the pavers on top of it. The nice thing about Milano is you're avoiding all of that work and all of the failures of paver brick systems when people don't do the work and they get weeds and stuff that come up through it. Milano just goes right on top of the old patio, so there is no real prep beyond that, is there?
No prep at all, hardly. I mean, it has got to be one of the easiest systems that we offer at Pavestone. I could tell you that I've got a friend whose wife did, while he was out of town, did a 100-square-foot patio, knocked it out in 2 hours, overlaying their existing concrete pad. So 2 hours, they told me they had somewhere around $250 between the pavers, the sand, and adhesive. You know, you'll typically use the adhesive to bond the pavers to existing concrete around the edge. Kind of gives you a horizontal lock, keeps the pavers from shifting side to side. But, you know, $250, I mean, she turned a old beat-up concrete into, you know, the brand-new deck where she spends time with, she puts a fire pit out there, spends time with her family, that sort of thing. So it's now a focal point of their backyard.
That's awesome. So basically with the adhesive, you're only gluing, like, the outside sort of couple of rows, and that is what sort of locks the whole thing in so you don't get any of these Milano pavers that sort of slip off the edge of the old patio. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, with any paver system, you're trying to get a horizontal, a rotational, and a vertical lock. By having that concrete underneath, gives you a really good sub base, and that's your vertical lock. The horizontal lock comes from doing the adhesive around the edge of the concrete and locking that edge restraint, if you will, onto the concrete and keeps the pavers from shifting back and forth. And then you get your rotational lock from whatever pattern you decide to choose. So, being that the Milano is a three-piece system, it's all rectangular and squares. You can do a one-piece pattern, two-piece pattern, three-piece pattern. You can do, you know, running bond, you can keep it random. There's so much you can do with it. You can do a parquet pattern, 2x2 with a smaller brick size. There's just a lot of options that you can do with this Milano.
Yeah, and I guess you could pick up the Milano and try a couple of different patterns out right on top of your old slab there, and do you find one that really talks to you, and then you're just kind of good to go. You just run with it from there, correct?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful product that comes in blended colors. It kind of has a micro chamfer edge, kind of gives it that worn weathered look, has a rolled slate texture over the top. The weathered flagstone has been such a trending item for the last couple of years. This is kind of a cut weathered flagstone, if you will. It's beautiful.
Now, once they're all in, you have to use traditional paver sand between the joints. Is that correct? So you just sprinkle that on, sweep it in, and then you're pretty much good to go?
Yep. Yep, that's it. So, you know, concrete by nature is not going to always be level. So I do recommend, you know, putting a little bit of sand underneath the pavers, just leveling out, you know, your low spots in the concrete. So once you've leveled out the low spots on the concrete and you've put your band around the outside using adhesive and banded with your Milano on the exterior, after that, it's you're just laying and going. And then you take your sand, fill in the joints. That'll help with your rotational lock. And you're good to go.
What a great weekend project. With just a couple of days' work, you can totally transform your old cracked and weathered patio, set up the fire pit, bring out the dining chairs, and you are good to go.
Absolutely.
Chris Clare, the National Account Manager with Pavestone. Thanks so much, Chris, for stopping by and bringing us up to speed on Milano. What a great system.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Still ahead, don't let ticks ruin your summer fun. We're going to tell you how these bugs like to hitch a ride and how you can avoid bites after this.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Join us at The Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all of your home projects right at the Angie app, so make sure you download it today.
And if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might also like our podcast. You'll find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Beverly in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a house. It's just been built a year and a half ago. But I have a covered patio, and my builder put cedar posts up there. The rest of my trim is all white. So I wanted to cover or paint the cedar, but he's telling me I can't do it because I'll rot them out. And that doesn't sound right to me, but I'm not sure.
So what would you, in a perfect world, Beverly, what would you like to see in those cedar posts? Would you like them to be white and match the rest of the house?
Yeah, all of my trim is white, and so I would rather them be white. They're a year and a half old now, so they're starting to turn the cedar look and get all dark.
Right. Are they kind of decorative?
No.
Okay. So here's what I would do. The first thing, I'm going to recommend a staining process. So the first thing you're going to do is prime them with an oil-based primer or a solvent-based primer. And then you're going to stain them. And I would use a solid color stain. And a solid color stain is not going to look like paint, so it won't tend to peel. It'll fade over time. But it'll soak in really nicely. And you can get a white stain, a solid white stain. And it'll look quite attractive. Painting wood does not cause it to rot. It prevents it from rotting.
It just requires a lot of repainting.
Yeah. I mean, he said if I covered it or painted them, that it causes the moisture to pull to the base and then they rot.
I would disagree with that. I think if you stain them, you'll find that they're quite attractive and that the moisture will work in and out just fine.
Good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Good luck with that project. You're very welcome.
Well, we are in what is traditionally the hottest part of the summer, and it's also the most active time of year for many types of insects, including ticks. That's why it's really important to take steps to make sure those ticks don't ruin your summer fun. We went for a hike recently, and wherever you saw the branches of the overgrown grass, like leaning into the trail a little bit, man, there were ticks on the end of it, just waiting to jump on whenever you walk by. You can see them, and yeah, and it's not good, so you have to be really careful.
Yeah, I mean, you do need to be careful because ticks and the Lyme disease that they carry, I mean, they're major threats to your health. So you've got to be smart about protecting yourself and your family whenever you go outside. Now, always, you should wear long sleeves. You should tuck your pant cuffs into your boots or your socks. And when you can, choose lighter colors because that's going to make it a lot easier for you to spot the ticks on you. And then you've got to layer on the insect repellent that's designed to be applied to both your skin and your clothing. I mean, they're two very different, and you do have to look at the packaging to make sure you've got the right one.
Yeah, and whenever you're outdoors, try to stay to the center of those hiking paths. And when you're done, when you're home, make sure you inspect yourself and your kids for any ticks that may have hitchhiked their way back to your house. If you get rid of them quickly, you'll be doing it before the bites happen, and you'll be totally safe as a result.
Yeah, and save the tick. I've learned this many times. Like, you know, usually I peel them off the kids and then stomp them immediately, and, you know, we're done. But the pediatrician always said bring the tick in a bag just so that they can take a look and sort of rule out.
So they want to test it?
Yeah, they would test it. They can look at it. They can tell you what kind of tick it is.
About that.
So it's good to try to do that when you can.
But it's not as much fun as crushing them, though.
No, because, you know, it's really satisfying.
Because, you know, they're ticks.
You're like, you jerk ticks. You attacked my children. Stomp, stomp. But no, put it in a bag. All right, heading out to Kansas where Mike is on the line. What can we do for you today?
Hi. My girlfriend and I purchased a house about 3 years ago. And when we did, we had it inspected naturally. And the inspectors told us that our roof was in pretty good condition. It only had one layer. And the previous homeowner said that it was about 7 years old. This year, we've been having some leaking issues, and we had our insurance inspector come out and inspect it, and he said that really there was not a whole lot we could do, that it was just a minor leak, and he put some caulk on it, and that it would be okay. That was about 3, maybe 4 months ago, and then a couple weeks ago, we've been getting all this rain, and the leak is happening again. So I went up there and kind of looked around.
Okay.
And I found what I believe is the source of the leak, and I noticed something kind of odd. Where the water is pooling up at, there's a bunch of little green granules. I'm imagining that's from the previous set of shingles, because the shingles we have on there now are gray. So I'm not sure if our inspector was wrong, we've actually got more than one layer up there, or what the reason for those granules being there would be, and if that's something that we could actually bring to our insurance adjusters and say, hey, you know, there's something seriously wrong here.
Well, the insurance adjuster is not going to help you with a defect in the construction of the house. If you have a leak that's caused by a storm, that's something the insurance adjuster can help you with because that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. You have a pitched roof with asphalt shingles?
Mm-hmm.
And in the area where it leaks, are you near any intersections of anything with that roof? By intersection, I mean, does a chimney come through there? Does a pipe come through there? Do two roofs sort of intersect together at opposing angles? Is there a space where the roof matches, like meets up with the exterior wall of the house, anything like that?
Yeah, it's at the back of the house toward the kitchen, and I'm not sure if the correct term is valley, where the roof kind of comes together and it all drains down. Gutter is that.
And is that valley where the contractor applied the caulk that you're calling it?
I'm not sure exactly where he applied it. He just said that they did.
Well, look, and how old is the roof?
The previous homeowner said it was about 7 years, and that was 2 years ago. So now it's about 9-10 years old.
And he said there was one layer?
According to the inspectors and the previous homeowner, there's one layer.
So that means that the old layer was removed and the new layer was put on was a fiberglass shingle. And fiberglass shingles that are about 10 years old, some of them have this issue with cracking or checking. And essentially they develop fractures in them where leaks can occur. The only way to really see it is literally beyond the roof looking straight down at it. And if you see it, it'll be obvious to you. It kind of looks like a fissuring kind of pattern. But, I mean, clearly you've got a roof leak. Caulking is not the solution ever. If it's in the valley would need to be taken apart and re-roofed. And one way to kind of narrow down where it is, and you may not be the person to do this, but a good contractor or roofer could do this, is to take a garden hose and start wetting the roof down, but starting down low and working your way up. So, for example, if I thought the valley was leaking, I might let a hose run there for an hour or two and see if I can spot a leak underneath it. But I'd be careful not to put the water up too higher than the valley so that if it did leak, I knew exactly where it was happening. Does that make sense?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you working on this July weekend? And I say it's July weekend, but oh my goodness, we're almost in August. So you're running out of summertime for summer projects. So give us a call now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie, so download the app today. Just ahead, concrete is the material that we usually think about for more heavy-duty uses like a sidewalk or a foundation, but it's actually a really popular product that you can use for fun crafts. We're going to tell you how next.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Catch the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now, Janie reached out to us at moneypit.com. She wants to help her aunt out, so she writes, "My 92-year-old aunt still lives in her one-story 1963-built home where the winter temps are 20s and 30s and 90s in the summer. She had radiant heat in the ceilings, but it doesn't work in a couple of the rooms. It's a 2,400-square-foot house and has a full, unfinished basement. She wants to upgrade the house before she sells it. What is the best heating and cooling system for the house?" This is ambitious for anybody, let alone a 92-year-old lady.
Yeah, it's a big project. And, you know, I mean, I think it's awesome you're helping her out. A 1963 house is actually a really good year for houses. Homes do have good years. And the homes from the 60s are generally really well built. The quality of lumber is awesome. You normally have hardwood floors that were put in by the builders that were very quickly covered with carpet for decades, so they don't really haven't really worn too much, right? But in terms of the radiant heat, that's the one thing that is, oh, man, I hate to hear that, because radiant heat is really, really expensive. And if she's in an area of the country where you got full-blown winters, I'm sure it's costing her a lot. But listen, the real estate market is really hot right now, Janie, so I would not replace that heating system until you check with a real estate agent, or you could have a home inspection done for the seller's purposes, which is your aunt. The home inspector will know, you know, what the strengths and weaknesses are of the house and maybe help you make that decision. But I just want to see you put a lot of money in, because right now the market is so crazy hot. People are buying houses and tearing them down, so you may be wasting your money. So I would definitely get some further advice on from the market perspective. And if you do have to put a system in, go with a high-efficiency heat pump. It's going to be a lot less expensive than the radiant heat, and you can do air conditioning and heating in the same set of ducts.
And listen, Janie, buyers are certainly paying way above asking, even when the house needs a ton of work. So definitely chat with a realtor.
Well, concrete is a building material we usually think about for heavy projects like sidewalks or foundations. But it's actually become a very popular product you can use for some really cool craft projects, too. Leslie shares some ideas in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, this comes to us from our friends over at QuickCrete. Now, they've got a bunch of videos on their website with concrete craft projects. And one that I thought was really neat looking was making concrete vases. And they actually are super easy to do. So now QuickCrete has the step-by-step right on their site. But generally, here's how the project's going to work. First, you've got to pick up some QuickCrete concrete countertop mix. Now, while it's a high-strength product that's designed for countertops, it actually works great for casting projects like making these vases or even pendant lights. And it comes in two colors, gray and white, and it's designed to flow, which is exactly what you need for this project. Now, to make the vase, you want to take a plastic bottle and you drill a hole right in the top. It's got to be big enough to fit a pen, a test tube, some sort of vessel that will contain the water once it's the vase. So something that's going to go into the concrete, you'll put the water in and put your stem in. Really easy peasy, but you got to find the right thing. Now, then you turn that bottle upside down and you cut off some of the bottom and then you fill that bottle with the concrete mix. And it's about 18 to 20 hours for it to cure. Then you want to cut the plastic away from that concrete. At this point, the concrete's going to be solid, but the edges are still going to be soft enough so you can sand out or cut away any of the rough spots or something that just doesn't seem right. And what you're left with is a vase with the shape of the inside of the bottle that you use as a mold. And that tube, that's what holds the water. That's what holds the flower or the stem or whatever it is. It's a great project. The white looks awesome. The gray looks awesome. It's great left natural. You can paint them. Whatever you want, you can stain them. They really are gorgeous, and it's super fun to do. So check out the entire video at quickcrete.com and then click on how to videos.
That's quickcrete.com. Quickcrete, it's what America is made of. And I guess if you take on this project, it's what some beautiful concrete vases are made of too. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, drains that clog can be a real hassle of home ownership. They happen always at the least convenient moment, and they can be a real pain in the neck to fix. They may come with the territory, but they don't have to be complicated to free up. We're going to share some tricks of the trade to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.